Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. And today I'm joined by Veronica Jenkins. And Veronica came into my awareness over lockdown when I could see her working very, very hard for a number of mediums and a number of churches and collating information and getting it out there with clarity. So hi, Veronica. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Hannah. Nice to be here.
It's really, really good to talk to you. And regular listeners of the show will know how excited I am to pick your brain about the churches because I have no knowledge. But first of all, tell us how you came to be a spiritualist or a medium or on this crazy path that we find ourselves.
Okay. Well, I got involved in my early 20s by attending a spiritualist church in West Bridgford in Nottingham. Before that, looking back, I kind of sensed spirit before then, but I hadn't realised what it was. And I'd grown up with stories about my great grandmother who'd been a medium as well. But I don't think she was involved in churches or anything, just one of the ladies on the street that people used to go to, that kind of thing. So I got very heavily involved quite early in my life, was fortunate enough to actually support West Bridgford in the committee, and was president there for a couple of years, got married down at Stansted as well.
'96,
Minister Leonard Young performed the service, so it was a wonderful period of my life, and just went on from there. After I got married and moved to the West Midlands, so got involved with Tamworth Spiritualist Church at that point, just in the committee. Mm-hmm. But then my career took over. I had a couple of kids, so spiritualism kind of took background. Still did constellations and local churches and things. But it wasn't until I retired, just as lockdown started, that things kind of went mad. Everybody else had a quiet time through lockdown, and I suddenly
developed
a whole new career.
Right. Well, now there's a theme that I'm seeing in your story here, which is you are a volunteer.
Yes.
You like to help, because I have to sit on my hands in committee meetings, because otherwise I just volunteer for everything. And then I wonder why I'm exhausted and can't function. So what drew you into the church initially? If you weren't from that kind of background, did you just walk by one day and go,
No, it's funny because according to my mum, I'd wanted her to take me to a local spiritualist church when I lived in Sunderland before I went to uni in Nottingham. And I was actually brought up in the Christian church. Apparently I was taken to church in my pram and went every Sunday until I was 18, when I actually had a choice whether I wanted to go or not. Formal religion as such, and having a structure to your rigid religious beliefs, is something I've very much grown up with. Mm-hmm. So going into a spiritualist church where there is a level of formality in terms of the structure of prayers, hymns, that appealed to me. It felt like home.
I love
that. So it came from there, really.
So there wasn't a particular, you weren't trying to get a message,
I'll
go in there and see what's happening.
Then I was always very curious. I always had books on the, supernatural. I'd always, as soon as I was old enough and could buy some tarot cards, I bought them for myself and been playing with them for years and all of those kind of things. So there was always an interest in that, and astrology and astronomy and all.
They get you in whatever way they're going to get you, they get you. So I love this. So were your family okay with you taking the sidestep, shall we call it?
Absolutely. I think my mum was just pleased I was still going to church of one form or another.
Yeah.
And of course, it was her grandmother that was a medium as well, so that there was no issue with that.
Oh, okay. I love it. So you went in there, got involved on the committee, and then, of course, as it does for so many people, we find it and then we have to kind of walk away for various reasons. I always think we need a bit of life experience as well
Yes.
to do mediumship. And then it came back, and then it came back with a bang, because then you were trying to organize people who, in my experience, are generally pretty difficult to organize. And trying to
Herding
get
cats.
yeah well I wasn't sure if you were going to say no, Hannah, but I'm really anally retentive. I like things very organized and very to the point. I know sometimes when I'm working with other mediums, there's almost a kind of it'll come together, and I'm like, well, only if someone makes it. So you started with daily lists, didn't you, of everything that was happening to keep people in contact. Talk to us about how that idea came in, why you wanted to do it, all of that.
Well, through the years, I wasn't that involved in the churches. I, for whatever reason, I like lists and I like being organized. I was a head teacher for 20 years, so
Oh, well, there
it
you go.
comes with the territory. I built myself up a database because I've always been into computers as well, of all the spiritualist churches that I knew of and all the rest of it. Don't know why I did it, just did it. And when lockdown came, it did strike me about, well, how is this going to work? Is people just going to stop practicing their religion? When actually it could be a time, if there's going to be a significant low amount of people passing on, that people really need the support of a spiritualist church. And then I was aware of groups that were sharing events. There's Tony Swindells had a group that he would share events and encourage people to post events up on his group. And I thought, well, that's great. But actually, there's lots of places that are doing stuff because I'd started to link with them anyway. And there's nowhere that it's actually coming together as a list. And again, it's my experience as a head teacher is that people need information. You know, not everybody has the skills or interest or time to actually go and find the information. And if you put it in front of them, they will use it. But it needs collating, it needs pulling together. So I just did. You know, I thought, right, well, let's see how many I can find and what I can do. I think in those early days, it was lucky to get, you know, three or four things happening on one day. It's 47 things today.
Yeah.
It's just mad. There's more going on now than there was through lockdown.
Wow. And do you think
Bye.
that's because more's being organized, or more people have heard about you, or?
Probably a mixture of everything. That people see it as a possibility to start with, because I think before lockdown, people didn't even consider going online. You had a few online mediums and people doing private readings online, but certainly not doing services. Although I'm a deity, they were doing services. And I think that was the only one that was actually doing services online prior to lockdown. But then some churches were very quick on the uptake. Poole Spiritualist Church was very quick on the uptake in terms of putting services on things. Sorry, I've lost where we're
No,
going.
that's fine. I'm listening to you. I'm going all soothed out, and how lovely. So how now, that's how I saw it starting with you as well, was this starting to collate the lists, and people were saying, I was told, as a medium who wanted more practice, who wanted to follow the lists, and then I could find out where the churches were, which is how I connected with you. But you've now taken that even further, haven't you? Because you now have a directory. Is that what you're calling it?
That started when I'd done my list, my database before of all the churches, and that had built just bigger and bigger and bigger. And I thought, well, why don't I do something else with this?
Mm.
And it's one thing doing it online, and I thought about doing it online, and I even linked with Spiritual Psychics TV, and they've got used my database of churches as the foundation of their directory online. But I felt it needed more than that. That, as a medium going out to churches, where are these churches? And I thought, it'd be useful just to have a book where all the addresses are in, and I didn't
Yeah.
have to look it up every time and remember where these places were. So I talked to a couple of other mediums who publish books and things like that, and learned all about the Amazon, the self-publishing part of Amazon. So I signed up for all of that and published it through Amazon and put it all together, amalgamated it all together. And because there's no copyright with information about churches, obviously there's GDPR in terms of mediums and their personal information, which was a massive job when I was doing the mediums directory, because once I'd done the churches, it seemed a natural progression then to do a book on mediums. But that was enormous job that took days, weeks, months to put together. And getting permission from all the mediums to get the information and put it into a book. So that's where that came from. And both books are available on Amazon and on my website as well.
Amazing. So that was what the next thing I was going to say to you. If someone wants to look for it on Amazon, what do they put in to get it to come up?
Spiritualist venues directory or spiritualist mediums directory.
Okay.
And 2022, I've done it per year because I knew straight away with the venues one that there was still, when it was published in January, there was still a lot of clo churches closed, and most of those have opened up now. So I knew straight away that I'd need one for 2023, because it's a
Yeah.
different list, because I didn't include the closed down ones unless I knew very definitely they were opening up again, because there was a period of time where it looked as though there was a fair number of churches closing,
Yeah.
which was a shame to see.
Well, I was going to ask you about that actually. So we'll do it now because it's leading into it. What do you think is the biggest challenges facing the churches? Because I've heard, now obviously, as you know, I'm not massively connected with the churches, but I've heard from people that churches are, some of them are finding it tough at the moment.
It's interesting because some are finding it really tough, and others have got more people in than they've had ever before. And it doesn't always follow what's behind that. I know when I've been to Blue Lodge in Droitwich, they've been rammed out there, but then I've gone to Leicester and Leicester Progressive, and there's only been about seven people. Just same medium,
Yeah.
but so from that I know it's not me, because that's
Yeah.
the first thing that, oh God,
It's definitely
both ways, you can't cater to the ego both ways. And I do wonder how much it is about publication and advertising and getting it out there, because I know with Blue Lodge they do an awful lot of local advertising in the local papers. They actually spend some money putting it out there. To be fair to Les, I don't know what advertising they do. It might be they do the same and they're still not getting the results. I don't know. It could be to do with parking. You just.
Well, yeah, and people I think are still processing the few years that we've had, and it can be, I mean, it's very hit and miss with me and in my private work. Some of it is brilliant and just sells out, and some of it people ask for stuff and you provide it and you've got a tumbleweed going by. So it's still a very, very changeable thing. And I think that they're lucky. The churches as a whole are lucky that they've got someone like you who's got the computer skills and is willing to spend the time getting it out there. Because from my layman's non, you know, my parents are atheists, growing up in that environment, going into a church environment is makes me nervous. And so I think you have to make it accessible to people who perhaps don't understand it and don't know. I went to a funeral the other day and they were, you know, we hadn't, they hadn't got enough, I want to say guidebooks, you know what I mean, order of services out. And so, you know, and they sang a hymn and I only knew some of the words from when I was at primary school, and I felt really, you know, awkward about it, especially as a lot of the people, it's not a spiritualist church, and a lot of the people around here know what I do and were like nudging each other that I was in there. So it's always, it's interesting. So for an absolute basic person like me, can you tell me the difference between spiritualist, Christian, and Christian spiritualist churches?
Christian church is very much just about the religion of Christianity. It's about worshipping God and Christ and prayers to God within that. Sorry, my dog's barking. And you know, it's an expression of the Christian faith. And whatever you know you believe in within your Christian faith. A church service is an expression of that. So when it comes to a spiritualist service, that is exactly the same, that it's looking at the spiritualist religion and it's an expression of that religion. So the spiritualist religion is about proof of life after death, hence why you have your mediumship part of the service. But also spiritualism is about healing. So you will have healing prayers within that. Spiritualism is about the recognition of the brotherhood of man and the philosophy behind spiritualism as well. So hence on a Sunday, you will have a section of philosophy, like a sermon, basically, church sermon. And it can range from 5 minutes to 20 minutes in length. Again, similar to a sermon. And obviously, you've got songs as well. Now, the songs within spiritualist church usually to raise vibrations, get everybody joining together, to actually have a feel of that brotherhood of man, which is part of the spiritualist religion. Again, it's an expression of faith. So when it comes to a Christian spiritualist, it's kind of an amalgamation of the both. Because you will usually have people who still have very much their Christian faith, but that is intermingled within the spiritualist faith as well. Because there's nothing within spiritualism that would actually preclude that belief of Christianity. So you could be a Muslim and a spiritualist, you could be a Sikh and a spiritualist, you could be a Christian and a spiritualist. It's just structurally, I suppose, within churches, there hasn't been that movement into other religions and setting up, a service around that nature. But there's nothing within spiritualism that would preclude other religions in that way because it's about God, it's about life after death, it's about love and joining together.
Which is the basis of all religions until men get in the way, I think, and then it becomes,
Unkind, until politics, into the power games and all the rest of it. It's part of human nature, unfortunately. You get it in every part of life. You get it in work, you get it in friendships, and of course you get it in religion. You can't separate the two because it's part of human nature.
The humans are there. They're going to bring their stuff wherever you go, whatever you do. So when you do a service, so it is like a church service, but it's got some mediumship in there as well, has it?
So the usual structure for a spiritualist church service is that you'll have an opening prayer done by the medium. You'll then have healing prayer that can be at the beginning. Some churches do it at the end, some in the middle, but you've got healing somewhere there. You'll then have your philosophy, especially if it's a divine service. Evenings of mediumship don't usually have the philosophy bit. You'll then have a song, and then you'll have your mediumship, and then you'll have your closing prayer, and then you'll have a cup of tea.
Lovely. And some biscuits if you've been really and the singing thing's really interesting to me. So one of the best energies that I've ever seen in a demonstration was the teacher demonstration at AFC, where Lynn Parker was chairing, and she put on Black Eyed Peas, good we have a good night, and she got everybody up and clapping, and it was tangible. The energy in the room was crackling. It couldn't have failed to be anything other than the amazing demonstration that it was, because of tuned in. It was so fab. So, bearing that in mind, do you find, here's a question for you, when you go to a spiritualist church, everyone makes super effort to sing, or is it like when I've been in a Christian church and it's really limp?
Both extremes and everything in the middle kind of thing. It depends. Earlier this week I was at Tamworth Church doing a service there, and they'd got seven new people, I think it was, there that had never been to a spiritualist church before. Well, they were there was one of them whose energy was really fizzy that was joining in, but the majority were so I think it depends upon the people there. If they understand, if they feel the energy, then they'll be singing their hearts out. It also depends on the song that the church puts on,
True, I can
because
imagine.
some places it's just unreal dirges being put on, you're thinking, oh no. But others will have much more modern music and that. And it just depends whether you know the song as well. If you know the
Absolutely.
song, you're going to join in.
I have this, I think someone's put a curse on me that whenever I sing in a group, I just pitch so any dogs can hear me. I don't know why, and I'm aware that I'm doing it, so I try and sing quietly, which makes it worse. And it's just any medium that saw, they'd go, "What are you doing? You're just killing it. You're ruining it." So there's all sorts of stuff, the self stuff again that comes up. So did you learn your craft of mediumship through churches? Is that how you?
Right, the way it used to work, because we're going back 30, 40 years now, the way it used to work is that you had to be invited to a development circle. Okay, so you'd go along to church and you'd become a regular at church and get to know people and let people know that you were interested. And if you were lucky, that you were then invited to join a development group. The awareness groups were more open to everybody, but there weren't a lot of them. And I was lucky that I was invited to join a lady called Pat Hunt. She lived in Loughborough and she ran a mediumship circle. She was actually, oh, I'm going to get his name. She was actually taught herself mediumship by, oh, the gentleman. My memory is appalling, absolutely appalling. The well-known medium that was down at Stansted.
Gordon Higginson.
Yes, Gordon Higginson actually taught Pat.
Wow.
So I know there was a good pedigree there, and she was very, very good at teaching, and it was proper teaching of mediumship skills, of sight. You developed your psychic skills and then moved into your mediumship skills. And it was expected to take years, and it did. And you get people developing in months these days. It wasn't about that. You developed over years because there was you learned about your energies, how to control your energies, therefore you're able to maintain your energy throughout service. You were taught about the format of the services, you were taught how to do the philosophy, so you could do a church service because that's what it was about. It wasn't about doing private readings. It was about you being a medium good enough to go on platform. And so after a few years, Pat and the group of ladies that she worked with, I was allowed to go on platform with them, did that for about 6 months, and then I was allowed to, right, you can go off and do your own services now.
Amazing, amazing. I always think, because when I wanted to practice, and you're right, you can't rush it, and there's so much self stuff that has to be sifted through, I think, to be a medium. And when I sat in a development circle with somebody who does work churches, but it was never church based. And when I decided that I wanted to really work on my demonstrated mediumship, I had to invite people to my home. And I couldn't just do a couple of links and sit back down because they'd all come out. So it was such a baptism of fire because you felt like you had to make, I went from nothing, doing it in a circle, doing it in a group, doing it for a couple of friends, to jamming a load of people in my living room and feeling probably with my own pressure that I had to do it for an hour and a half or an hour. And that was a lot. And I've often thought it would have been so lovely just to have been able to go in with somebody else's gig. Just do a couple of links and sit back down.
It was still nerve-wracking.
Oh my gosh, I bet.
Absolutely. I still remember the nerves now. But there's an element that you need that nervous energy as well. If I don't get that nervous energy before a service, it's never as good. Never. The
Agreed.
links just aren't as strong and all the rest of it.
Agreed. So you are a busy lady because you're still doing your directories, your daily lists, but you're also a booking secretary for a church.
That started through lockdown. There was a couple of churches that contacted me, Victoria Road and Blue Lodge actually, said that they were interested in doing online services but didn't have the skills for Zoom, and they didn't have the Zoom. So I took out a Zoom account and started setting up services, and as part of that I'll book the mediums for them as well. So I've been doing that for quite a long time for Victoria Road. Blue Lodge are back in their church. They're not doing anything online anymore. And I also got called into Spiritual Psychics TV, so I booked their mediums on a Wednesday and a Saturday night. Oh, it was somewhere else as well. I can't remember. I'm a deity. I was booking their services on a Saturday, as mediums through a Saturday as well. So I just felt, well, with lockdown finishing and things changing, I'd start charging for that kind of service and see whether other churches were interested. So at the moment, I've got Angel Voices at Bradwell that I'm doing, booking their mediums for them for next year. And if any other churches are interested, because obviously I've got all these contacts of all these mediums. And I know it's a headache because I've been booking secretary so many times before at different churches that I know it's a problem to do, not just initially setting it up, but there's always cancellations. Things happen in people's lives, whether it's sudden illness or whether, they've moved or other changes, and they have to get those cancellations covered. And I'm just lucky that I've got all these contacts that I can, just get in contact with and say, are you available?
Well, not lucky. I would say you've worked hard for that. But yeah, you are the lady with the know-how, no doubt. Absolutely. And that's such a good idea because, I mean, my idea of it could be completely wrong, but I know that a lot of the churches, as things are moving more online and things like local papers and local newsletters are becoming more obsolete. We used to have a village mag. We don't get one anymore because there's no one doing that. You've got to find other ways to reach people, haven't you, and reach those audiences. So someone with the tech skills is very useful indeed. So, but you also demonstrate. You also do all that side of things. So, and do you teach and do any teaching like that or?
I have done in the past when I was at Tamworth years ago. I led a circle there. But it and I've done a home circle before, but I've never really got back into that. And I know I will at some point, but I know it's not the right time yet. I need to get other things that I'm doing sorted.
Haven't learnt to bend space and time yet, then.
No.
That one well. Amazing. So, what do you think, in your opinion, makes a good medium?
A good evidential medium is somebody who is true to themselves, who is true to spirit, who has a very high degree of honesty, who is able to make that spirit contact. that's very close to get a lot of personal information and details about that spirit contact. It's not about psychic links of what's happening in somebody's life. That to me, that is not evidence of life after death. And the religion part of spiritualism is proof of life after death. It's not playing around with psychic. Okay.
Agree.
And there's a role for psychic. There's times when I go and see my friend Soraya and we just read cards for each other because it's fun and there's questions in your life you want answering.
Absolutely.
So there is a role for that, but that is not spiritualism. Spiritualism is mediumship, of evidential mediumship, of proof of life after death, because that's where the faith comes in, that's where the belief structure comes in. For my view, a good medium is one that gives good, solid evidence about the contact that they've got, the loved one in spirit that they've got, that they're giving details about their life, they're giving details about their death, they're giving details about memories, they have obviously emotions about the relationships, all of those kind of things. That's good mediumship to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that doesn't come easily. I mean, it does in its simplest form, but you have to get yourself out of the way. And that's the bit that takes
Yes,
years, if you want my
absolutely.
opinion.
Well, that's where the trust comes in. That's where the trust, you've got to have absolute trust with your guides in spirit and your contacts,
Absolutely.
absolute trust.
So, what do you think is next for you? Obviously, you've just said you might do some teaching in the future, but where are you? It's nice to be driven, isn't it? It's nice to have ideas. Where do you think you're focusing?
I know I've got the two next year's directories coming up, and I'm going to start pulling the information from them together in November. I'm hoping it won't take as long as last year because I've got this year's as a foundation. So I know there's that piece of work to do, which will take me most of November and December. I would like to build up my support for churches, and build up my website. I'm offering for churches to have a page on my website free. I construct it for them, so there's nothing that they have to do. If more mediums want to come on as part of that as well, I do charge for mediums. I've put three pages together for them. And just a ton of consolidation, I think, and pulling all of that together. And I think once the directories are published for next year, then I might sit back and think, right, where to next? But I'm saying to Spoke, just give me some time to consolidate a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Until they're doing your admin for you, they're going to have to accept. Well, thank you so much. I was so excited when you said you'd come on because I knew that you would be open to my probably irritatingly basic questions, but just wanting to know because it's a different path and a very wonderful path and a valid path. And I just wanted to hear about it and so that people who want to go into a church feel like they can.
They'll always be welcome.
Amazing.
Be
Thank you
welcome.
so much, Veronica.
Thank you, Hannah.